SMMEs are punted as an answer to stimulate growth in any economy, and with Africa having so many entrepreneurs, why is this not translating into booming economies across the continent? African industrialist and founder of TRT Investments, Adam Molay, seems to know the answer, and he joins us on the show today to break it down for us. Now, Adam, in your own words, what does entrepreneurship mean to you?
Simply, it's about identifying a problem, finding a solution, and then monetizing that solution. So it's simply a problem, solution, monetization.
Mm. And you talk about the continent being rife with necessity entrepreneurs rather than opportunity entrepreneurs. What would be the difference between these two?
You know, if we look historically, it was more everybody took their children to school so that they could be professional. Mm. So a teacher, a nurse, a journalist, a pilot, whatever it was. And whatever was left thereafter had to find a means to an end. So the means to an end became, I'm unemployable, let me become a vendor, or let me set up a spaza shop. So it was really what was left from the professionals post the education, then had to do something for survival. So effectively, the differentiation for me is simply one is about survival, and whereas the other is about intentionally making a choice to become an entrepreneur so that you're solving problems and monetizing the solutions from those problems. So that's the basic differentiation between the two.
Mm. What is hindering the continent's entrepreneurs from starting to think like opportunity entrepreneurs and taking advantage of the gaps in the market?
I love the word you used, think, because that's where, for me, the issue is. It's a mindset, right? We have to be now deliberate about the mindset of entrepreneurship. If you look today, if you have children, anybody with children, if you go to career days at high school, you'll find people talking about becoming a pilot, becoming a teacher, becoming an accountant, but nobody talking about becoming an entrepreneur.
Mm.
So it's truly one of those after-the-fact thoughts, right? And so we have to mainstream entrepreneurship if we expect to create the entrepreneurs that the continent requires.
Yeah.
And we have to migrate the mindset of parents that I'm sending children to school so that they can only become teachers, lawyers, journalists, pilots, or whatever it is. That entrepreneurship is actually also on the menu and is actually something that they're advocating their children to also consider as a profession.
Mm. Adam, shifting the mindset is one thing, but we also then have to create an environment that is conducive for entrepreneurs to survive on the continent. So what do we need to do in this regard?
You know, I always start by saying we need to be clear on the role of the government, right? Mm. Government is not in the business of creating jobs. And entrepreneurs are in the business of creating jobs. So I would liken the role of government to the soil, right?
Mm.
And the plant. If you look at government, the role of government is to provide the right soil that facilitates that plant to grow, right, and flourish.
Mm.
So that plant is entrepreneurs. So government must create the enabling environment. And I'll give you an anecdotal look at this. If you look on the continent, there's probably 40% more receipts from diaspora funds coming into Africa south of the Sahara than there is FDI.
Mm-hmm.
But what are our governments focusing upon? FDI. So whereas there's actually more money coming from us as Africans that can actually go and develop the continent more than FDI, our focus remains on FDI. So the solution really is also about our government changing their mindset and starting to see us as Africans as the solution towards to where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So if we continue to look for the knight in shining armor, who's the foreigner, who's the foreign investor to come, we won't achieve what we can achieve through looking at ourselves, through looking at domestic direct investment. So I think we need to be more focused on being inward looking from a human perspective. Let's use the resources our people are creating abroad and make that brain drain become a brain gain.
Yeah.
And also then allow them to become the investors on the continent. They already understand the continent. They understand what it needs more than people who are coming in and still have to learn and understand who we are and how we operate.
So you obviously talk about leaning more on government, but what can they do practically to help entrepreneurs break into the market and compete with already established organizations?
I don't think, government needs much more than evening the playing field.
Yeah.
If you look at a foreign investor, they'll get tax breaks, they'll get free land, they'll get 5 years tax holiday, all of those things. All of those things have a monetary value, which monetary value does not devolve to a local. So effectively, you're starting a foreigner 20 meters down on a 100-meter dash. So as a local, I must start from point zero and run the 400 meters. As a foreigner, I start running from the 20-meter line.
Yeah.
So, of course, they're going to be ahead. So it doesn't take much other than just to even out the playing field and give those same incentives that are given to foreigners, to locals. And once it's evened out, I believe we have what it takes to run a good race and to fight a good fight and be as competitive as anybody else coming from anywhere.
Beyond then removing bureaucratic tape and then evening out the playing field, what else can be done to assist entrepreneurs, especially when it comes to accessing funding to ensure that the business is sustainable and actually grows in the long term?
We need to intentionally, and I emphasize the intentionality of this thing here, start to develop the culture of entrepreneurship. And we need to now start educating young people, even from a primary level, to start having that whole problem identification mindset, then problem solving. Just very simple things that they find in the home. What problem have you found in the home? How do we solve it? How can we make something from it? It starts at a primary level, develops to a secondary level, develops to a tertiary level, and then it becomes a mindset, and it becomes a habit. Because success is a habit, right? So once we create it into a habit and it's a way of thinking, then we normalize entrepreneurship. It doesn't become an outlier.
Yeah.
Currently, it's the outlier. So let's normalize it. Let's educate. Let's make sure that we develop incubators. Let's make sure that, we help people to create great projects. There's a lot of money out there for great projects. But there's not a lot of money out there for mediocre projects. So the mediocre projects are going to struggle to raise capital. And yet the really great projects, there's a lot of money chasing them because a lot of participants want to get the upside from the great project. So that for me really comes through education, creating incubators, and making sure that we mentor and support these entrepreneurs so that they can also learn from those who walk the road and get a few pointers and be able to be assisted to grow faster up the curve.
And interesting that you bring up incubators because it's the buzzword lately. But you also, in our conversation, you talk about the African entrepreneur not being the right kind that is needed right now. So what would then make the ideal African entrepreneur incubator?
You know, for me, one of the major challenges is that gap between start and, when the revenue event starts happening in the business and the business is then now able to fund that entrepreneur. So if we're able to now, rather than pay entrepreneurs for showing up by giving them funds just for wanting to become an entrepreneur, rather let's pay them for performance. So we say, right, we will assist you. Once you meet this milestone, that part of your loan becomes a grant. And the first 6 or 9 months in which you're working before revenue, okay, we're going to provide a loan. That loan becomes a grant when you achieve those targets. And then you give them tax breaks for performance. So once you achieved so many jobs that you've created, then you get a 1% tax discount. Once you get the next level of jobs on your milestone, you get another 0.5% or another 1% tax break. So effectively, it should be about rewarding entrepreneurs for performance rather than rewarding them for just taking the jump to becoming an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if our incubators create that kind of a culture, that kind of an environment which doesn't create entitlement, which really rewards people for applying themselves, delivering the goods, and then being rewarded for delivering those goods that then have a national and regional and continental impact.
Yeah. All right, Adam, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Great. It's been great being on your show, Zingisa, and all the best.
And that was African industrialist and founder of TRT Investments, Adam Molayo, on the type of entrepreneurs the continent needs.